This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Acento's Robots Aid Overstretched Security Guards by Catherine Chu. Like in many industries, there's an acute shortage of security guards. This means guards still on the job have to pull extra hours and are more likely to make mistakes because of fatigue. Acento is stepping into the gap with autonomous security patrolling robots called Acento Guards. Distinguished by their wheel-leg design that can cover a variety of terrain, Acento's security patrolling robots are currently deployed on large industrial sites and perform repetitive tasks like perimeter checks, sending alerts to human security guards when needed. The company says that they have covered 3,000 kilometers for outdoor security since early this year. The Zurich, Switzerland-based startup announced a $4.3 million funding round today, led by Wingman Ventures and Playfair Capital, with participation from investors like Tim Kentley Clay, founder of Amazon-acquired Zoox, ClearPath CTO and co-founder Ryan Gariepi, MyBotShop founder Daniel Kotlars, the Swiss Innovation Agency, and European Space Agency incubator ESA-BIC. Acento was founded by CEO Alessandro Moro, CTO Miguel de la Iglesia Valls, Ciro Salzman, and Dominic Manhart, and began as a project at ETH Zurich in 2018. The company now has 10 people and is hiring for its sales and operations teams to scale their fleet of Acento guards. Acento's robots move at walking pace and perform tedious but important tasks like verifying perimeters, checking for holes or openings in fences, scanning for thermal anomalies, recording property lights, making sure parking lots are clear, and detecting floods or fires. If they sense a security threat, like an intruder, an alert is sent to human security guards through the Acento app, which also integrates with existing video management systems and has end-to-end encrypted communication. Morrow tells TechCrunch that Acento is the second wheel-legged balancing robot in the world after Boston Dynamics. A couple videos of the robot went viral soon after it was developed, hitting more than 1 million views. After the videos went viral, Morrow says Acento received hundreds of requests to use the robots for different industries. Security piqued their interest because it is a labor-intensive industry with a large labor shortage. The team decided to get jobs as security guards to validate the idea and confirm that its robot can do all the checks and controls a person would, including perimeter and parking controls. The wheel-legged design's intention is to enable Acento's robot to go anywhere that people can, with the simplest possible hardware and while saving batteries. The wheels are attached to folding legs so the robots can also navigate stairs and uneven terrain. Acento's robots and software are now offered on an hourly basis to large premises, working in combination with security companies that provide guards. Acento's code of ethics means that its robots are designed to work around humans without physical contact. The company is also a signatory to the open letter from Boston Dynamics, which states that general-purpose robots will not be weaponized. With our technology, we could do substantially more economically and more thoroughly as machines don't get tired of repetitive tasks, Morrow said. Having robots working in tandem with human security guards also helps address problems like high staff turnover and low margins for security companies, he added. Acento's target users are companies with large assets that need to be patrolled on a daily basis, including manufacturing, logistics, pharma, and luxury companies that own large properties. One example of a place that uses Acento guards is a large outdoor storage facility that is a critical part of the Swiss railway infrastructure. The Acento guard checks that no doors are left open, no cars are parked overnight, and that there are no emergencies like floods, fire, or intruders. If a problem is detected, a human security guard is alerted immediately. A second example is a big pharma campus where Acento guards patrol 86 kilometers a week to check that its fence is secure, all doors are closed, and lights are are off. The robots are on site 24/7 and also check the video system and perform indoor patrols. Moro says Acento's closest competitors are Cobalt and Nightscope, both U.S.-based companies, but Cobalt focuses on indoor security and management, while Nightscope's systems are designed for malls, schools, and places with people. Acento's differentiator is its focus on large industrial areas and its robots' ability to handle different kinds of terrain. Acento Guard's design is just the beginning for the company. We are seeing multiple opportunities of how we can complement our robot to offer an indoor aerial application integration of our technology, Moro said. The robot is the way to support the most acute problem, labor shortage, but the true value that we will deliver is analyzing the captured data with AI and identifying problems like location and time of incidents or cars that consistently park in the wrong place.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.